Danton Reel 3. Was there any stage of the war at which you felt confident of victory?
The whole time.
The whole time?
The whole time. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. I don't know why I did do it, or anybody else did it, but we never thought we were going to lose. Never.
Never any question.
Never
the
any question we were going to win this war, yes.
Was it always a matter of importance to you that you should win?
Well, a country, isn't it?
Yeah, well, what I mean by that is, were there ever any stages when the whole misery and casualties and losses and things so overcame you that you reached a point where, you know, you sort of just didn't care?
Well, in other words, you mean the morale had fallen?
Right.
No, no, no. Morale never fall, and by goodness, we did have some casualties at times.
Yeah.
But morale never went down, mm-hmm. Never.
When the armistice came in...
Oh, well, I was home then.
Yeah, so you were. Mm-hmm. Yes. Before you left, were there ever at any time that you were in France any rumours that the war was coming to an end circulating?
No, I can't remember them. Mm-hmm. No, I can't remember them. Mm-hmm.
When the war did end in November, what were the general reactions?
Oh, of course, relief, of course.
Yeah.
Certainly.
Yeah.
Naturally, getting a job over and well done, well done, good. Mm-hmm. Naturally. Because there was a time so when you think yourself, how is this war? You did think yourself, how is this war going to end? You in the year after year, I was, 14, gone 7 so 3.5 years, that was the. Without any break, You thought to yourself, how the dickens is this war going to end? You get on a few miles, and Germans get on a few miles, but they're not doing anything important, neither one of the others would. You see, the Somme, we fought there all the time from the Somme, beginning to the end, and we didn't know anybody. We're about 10 miles, I suppose, in advance. Passchendaele. Never get any further. You couldn't get any further. Got in the mud, bogged down in mud. So there's never any. After the first few months of the war, when we drove the Germans back over the Marne and over the Aisne, and then we come to Fixture. That was the end. Mm-hmm. No further after that. Mm-hmm.
Do you think that your experiences during the war changed you personally in any particular ways?
Well, I should say no. I say no. Here I am at 91 years of age, and I'm here yet.
Gosh, you're really 91?
I'm 91 next month, yes. December,
yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know. I don't think it did. As I say, I came home. I took up this appointment as quartermaster of the 3rd Battalion and stayed on. I was a serving soldier, and I stayed on serving until the end of 38 and finished up my last few years as on what they call in the army ex-regimental list as the staff of the Royal Hospital Chelsea, to see. Finished 5 years there.
When you came home after the war, were there any changes apparent in the country which struck you?
Well, of course, you know there's a shortage of everything. Of course, you knew that. But to tell the truth, I was in a place called Cromarty, in north of Scotland, in well the wild of anywhere, really.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't see civilians, never saw them, until I, after the war, and we moved down towards Edinburgh, and then we come into civilization, where it was.